Microcast 7, Small Thoughts. This is my first microcast for a while, very much prompted by my experimenting with the new micro.blogs service. I've written a couple of short posts on my experience with that so far, but I'm learning and thinking far too much really to have a coherent position on the whole thing at the moment, so I thought I might record a few wee things instead. So microblogs is a service. And it's a wee bit hard to get your head around at first, I think. I'm now thinking of it as a three-part service. The first part is where you can have a blog, and a microblog would be a blog of very short-form writing, and that microblog can sit at your name, .micro.blog. So that's one part, it's a web hosting site for status blogs, I guess. The second part is that it's an aggregator of these blogs, but it also can aggregate other short blogs. For now, I'm not using the hosted service, I'm using a category in my own blog. So it can pull those across and mix them in. And the third part is that it's an iOS, at the moment iOS only, app for posting status posts, sort of like a Twitter app, but it posts either to your hosted microblog or, as in my case, to your own WordPress blog status posts. It also can optionally posse or push out these posts to Twitter at the moment. So you can really own your own tweets or own your own status updates. As rather than put them straight into the Twitter silo, you can fire them into your own blog, and then they're sort of forwarded through the microblog service to there. As I say, it took me a wee while to get that clear in my mind, and I don't think I'm really explaining it very clearly at the moment. It's very much influenced as a service by the indie web movement, which is interested in hosting your own content and then pushing it out to the various silos like Twitter and Facebook and places like that. I've been kind of interested in the indie web for a while. I've always felt more comfortable having my own space for tinkering online, apart from posting to silos. This is very much influenced by higher education bloggers in the US that I read, the open education movement, and by my DS106 cronies. A microblog has given me a real opportunity to sort of learn this by doing with this technology. I've been using a theme and plugins on my site for a while that are supporting the indie web, but I didn't really see it happening very much. I didn't use the ability to like things and reply on my own blog to other people's posts, partly because they didn't support the technology and partly because I just didn't get the motivation. And the only thing I really got were web mentions from Twitter, which brings, via the Bridgie service, Twitter posts in as comments on your blog, which is quite nice. And at the moment, I'm finding out a whole lot more about this by practicing it and meeting other people and posting things here. I've also been learning a wee bit more about other things, and I guess for an educator, one of the interesting things is I think I've arrived in a sort of that zone of proximal development where I'm struggling, but only a wee bit, so I'm managing to learn new things. I've added to, for instance, my AppleScript prowess by now managing to post to my blog from AppleScript with categories and also post formats, which I'd never managed to do before. I'm learning a wee bit about WordPress and thinking about the whole process of posting to my blog, where different posts go, how to filter off certain types of posts, and that's been great fun and very much aided by the other people on micro.blog and the people helping in the Slack channel, which is supporting that service at the moment. So I've been having a lot of fun with this. I could quite easily make this into a macro cast, but I'm going to sort of tie that up now. I've other things to talk about to do with this, things I've been discovering, especially to do with microcasting, I think I'll come back to that next time. Cheers.